The package that was handed out for the people that are going to try to build and rebuild in Redwood Valley is an insurmountable package to somebody who's not used to doing that sort of thing.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif. At a recent Fire Recovery Housing Task Force meeting, a variety of players in state and federal disaster recovery, HUD, and the Housing Authority met with nonprofit leaders, a private realtor, and a private builder, and the county CEO to discuss housing strategies. Some of the tensions that came up in the meeting were familiar to any discussion about housing. Representatives from HUD, the Federal Housing and Urban Development Organization, spoke of their willingness to partner with the private sector, while private business owners complained about government bureaucracy. Several off-agenda discussions about workforce development sprang up, including training builders, a shortage of inspectors, and the importance of hiring local subcontractors. During a break in the meeting, I caught up with former supervisor and business owner John Mayfield, whom we heard at the top. You were elected supervisor in 1965 after the floods of 64, so can you compare how folks recovered from that disaster to how it looks like they're recovering from this one?
Well, look at the 64 rebuilding the bridges, for instance, that the county had lost. We didn't need to spend 6 months worrying about what agency was going to help approve it or not approve it or all the rest of the stuff. Plans were drawn and bridges were rebuilt within a year, because if we didn't, we didn't get funding because we were dealing with a different set of laws then, of Public Law 99. We had to have it done in a year. For what it's worth, the Colonel Allen at that time said, what do we need up here in the way of dozers to open the road to get to Eureka? And that night we had dozers and opening the road to get to Eureka. We didn't have to have a committee look at it and decide which side of the bank you're going to cast the dirt.
After the meeting, I talked with Ryan Beerus, the Housing Task Force lead with FEMA. Beerus is from Louisiana and shared a cautionary tale about what happened in his own community after Katrina.
We had a town of over 26,000 residents or homes. It was flooded with over 20 feet of water. And the focus at the time was just short-term housing. How do we get people housed in the short term? None of the focus was on long-term. How do we build infrastructure? How do we build the houses? And by having that lack of focus, over 75% of the community did not come back. So the focus has got to be long-term. It's never too early to start long-term discussion, because if not, I don't have a parish to go home to. So.
Right. What are you able to do long-term here?
So I think long-term, the key is what we're doing now here in Mendocino County. We started back in October. We had a housing task force, and we separated our organization into two streams. One was short-term, focused on short-term housing, and one was focused on long-term. So now we have a committed FEMA staff here in this county, working with the county. We have a member from HUD located here in the county. On a daily basis, they're talking long-term. What are the issues? What are the gaps? And this is not typical, but it is definitely necessary for a successful recovery.
The meeting's agenda identified the Golden Gate subdivision among the county's housing priorities for long-term recovery. Steve Honeycutt of Gillen Construction was noncommittal about his company's willingness to take on the project, which has been proposed for the south end of Ukiah, due in part to extensive infrastructure requirements. Vineyard Crossing, a Gillen development proposed for ag land on Lover's Lane, is currently undergoing environmental review. Temporary solutions included building out the Cayenne campgrounds on Lake Mendocino for 29 households. I talked with Adam Hines, FEMA's project manager for the Cayenne build-out.
Is that a long-term or a short-term solution?
We just completed the design phase, so we're moving into the construction bid phase. So we'll hopefully be getting back some good construction bids soon so we can get a better idea of when we're going to start the build phase and be able to finish the build phase. So once we get that finished out, we'll be providing approximately 29 pads that will provide people with a temporary housing solution and a place to live while they make the necessary repairs to their homes.
And so the pads are their campsites, or what goes on a pad?
Yeah, so these were campsites at the Army Corps Cayenne Campground. And we are doing some work now to upgrade the utilities for those campsites, so bring power, water, and sewer to those pads.
So how temporary is temporary? Like, how long would that last?
So the program typically runs 18 months from the date of declaration, but there are chances to extend throughout that. So we'll work with the individual survivor on an individual basis and figure out, you know, how long they need that housing solution for.
And those are trailers or fifth wheels?
So it's fifth wheel trailers right now that we're mostly looking at. So a standard fifth wheel recreational trailer will be installed out there, and all the utilities will be provided.
Beerus added that he hopes to get bids from local contractors for the Cayenne project.
That does bring me to kind of a dramatic moment that happened in the meeting where a contractor challenged you guys to hire local folks. So what are you doing to make sure that as many local people as are qualified can work on these projects?
Early on, we actually had a local bid only. We didn't want to bring in our national contractor in. We had a local bid. We didn't get the results. We weren't trying to be pretty aggressive in the time frame. What we did is we got a national contract, and it's always been our goal for that national contractor to come in and to hire local subcontractors. The gentleman in the meeting today said he wasn't contacted, or several of his other vendors weren't contacted at that meeting. I asked Adam here, the project manager, to call the contractor and say, who have you spoken to, and what were the results, Adam, on that?
They spoke to approximately 13 contracting companies. Of those, three of those were down in Sonoma County. One was based out of San Francisco, but then the rest were in Mendocino County, primarily in the Ukiah area. So they have been reaching out to local companies and soliciting bids from them.
And how much control does FEMA have over whom the contractor decides on?
So we reach out to the prime contractor. We sign an agreement with them to do the design build and then go out and solicit bids themselves. So we give them our preference, and we have given them that direction that they prioritize bids from the local companies. And so we give them that direction, and they usually fall in line and follow that direction.
Attendees agreed to invite more divergent points of view to the next Housing Task Force meeting, including Alan Nicholson, an architect who's been a vocal critic of the proposed project on Lover's Lane. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.